Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant, Pastor Abiodun Aribike.
Pray for yourself. Make things easy for me. Pray for yourself. Lord, make things easy for me. Have your seat, Father, ahead. Have your seat. Let's pray that prayer again. Lord, as the year is coming to an end, make things easy for me. Please pray for yourself. Make things easy for me. Make things easy for me. As the year is coming to an end, give me easy victories, easy breakthroughs. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. You know, some prayer points are difficult for Nigerians to pray. In Nigeria, before you get everything, you must sweat, you must work hard, you must do. Even if you want some meat form, you must kill. So this prayer looks unreasonable to many people. Because as far as they are concerned, you must, you know, there must be kitty kitty kata kata. Kitty kitty kata kata. When my people say kitty kitty kata kata, does not translate wealth. Is the one that God makes things easy for. Lift your hands up. I pray for everyone here. As the year is coming to an end, so shall things become easy for you. In the name of Jesus. Remember the formula for this year. Two shall be greater than ten, Abby. And it shall happen easily. I don't know if you're around second, first service. People have started sharing different testimonies along that line. You will share your own soon. The Lord will arise and make things easy for you. In the name of Jesus. Lift your right hand and say, as a year is coming to an end, I have easy breakthroughs. Easy victories. In the name of Jesus. Fill in the gap and pray for yourself. Easy breakthroughs. Easy breakthroughs. Easy victories. Easy breakthroughs. Easy victories. Easy breakthroughs. Easy victories. Easy breakthroughs. Easy victories. Make this easy for me. Easy breakthroughs. Easy victories. Rabakaria da 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 da. Hatele bokoria da 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 bakaria. May the Lord make this easy, 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 easy. Let the Lord make this easy for you. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. May the Lord give you clarity, clarity. Going to pray for every confusion. Let there be clarity. Lift your right hand. Let's pray. I reject confusion. I receive clarity. My paths are clear. My ideas are clear. My understanding is clear. My insight is clear. I come against every confusion. As the year is coming to an end, I come against every confusion. I receive clarity, 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 clarity. Guide me, lead me, give me clarity. Guide me, lead me, give me clarity. As the year is coming to an end, I receive clarity. I receive clarity. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Remember the blind man that came to Jesus and Jesus prayed for, and after he prayed for, second, you say, I see men like trees. That's not clarity. The man is seeing human beings, calling them to, he will soon carry cutlass and start cutting the human beings. If you don't have clarity, you will think your helper is your enemy. As the year is coming to an end, receive clarity. I pray that the light of God will be shed upon your path. Whatever light delivers, light delivers illumination, light delivers enlightenment, light brings enlightenment, light brings clarity. Everything light brings, let it be evident in your life. In the name of Jesus, a man that has light does not pitch about the bush. Why? There is clarity. There is clarity. Stretch your two hands here. I pray for you. I pray for everyone here. Clarity. 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 You will know what to do per time. You will not beat about the bush. You will not live your life by fire and error. In the name of Jesus. You know, sometime, long time ago, there was a member of a church that was around 35 at that time and was not married. So came, lay hands on her, and then she came back around 2-3 months later and brought three names for me. And said, Pastor, help me choose one. Now you pray the prayer, now you go pick up. Say, no, we need to stay with them. Pick one, pick yourself. You know, many of you here, you want to sneeze, Pastor must choose for you. Yeah, you will suffer later. Everything about your destiny, a prophet must choose for you. You are a bastard. Your father cannot talk to you. Your father in heaven, he is so far away from you that you cannot go for instruction for him. But you must see somebody, because you are an illegitimate child that does not have access to your father. You must go through somebody. Baba, eba mi yewo. I'm sorry for speaking Yoruba. You know, I just discovered that I don't know how to speak Yoruba well. But when I come here, the thing just flew into my mouth. I'm very sorry. I'm not Pastor Tosin now. Say, Baba, help me check it. Help me check it. We are praying for options for you. That God will give you. God now gave you options. You now carry. You are going to 7 mountains to choose. Choose for me. You can't hear God. You don't have clarity. And we are praying this prayer because we have not said any power arisen against me. You are there looking at me. We have prayed against power. The problem are not powers again. It is you and your mind. You don't have clarity. Lift your two hands up. Whatever is confusion in your life, the blood of Jesus washes them away. The blood of Jesus takes them away. In the name of Jesus. I've shared with you once here why somebody wanted to marry and she had a dream. And somebody appeared to him and gave her a name and said, that is your wife. They call her at home. They call him home. He went home. They introduce him to a person. The name of a person is the person that was given to him in the dream. The marriage did not last 1 year. Why? He knows you live by dream. You live by prophet. So Baba must check it. It must only be by dream. Only by dream. Only by. Even if an angel gives you a dream, you must check it by the scripture. But for you, you can't check. Now, Baba, I don't know. It's here. I don't know who I'm talking to here. That's why I came here. Here. Let me leave. Let me the Lord give you clarity. You will not make that mistake. Lift your two hands up. Lord, guide me by your light. Lead me by your light. Give me clarity. I will not make unpardonable mistake. 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 Give me light. Ah. Anywhere he went, he was doing good.
Oh, my
the mighty healer.
He heals the leper. When the cripples
saw him,
the tattered
walking,
he wondered right now how God is doing.
Touch anywhere that you need healing now. Touch anywhere you need him. Touch anything you need him for.
And say, I receive end of year strategies for breakthroughs and success. Can you pray, I receive end of year strategies for breakthroughs and success, for breakthroughs and success, end of year strategies for breakthrough, for success, end of year strategies for breakthroughs and success, end of year strategies, end of year strategies, end of year strategies. Can you pray, end of year opportunities for breakthroughs and success, end of your opportunities for breakthroughs and success, end of your strategies, end of your opportunities, end of your touch, end of your wisdom, end of your breakthroughs. I receive, end of your touch, end of your breakthroughs. Rabba Karia Katedero Maria, Azata Karia Kada. End of your breakthroughs. Opportunity for breakthroughs. End of your thoughts. End of your plans. the name of Jesus. We are not afraid of the end of the year. We rejoice in the end of the year because greater shall be the end of it than the beginning. Remember, you are of Zion. You are not of the world. It's a world that is afraid of Ember. Ember is a time of celebration, jubilation, and victory for you. Change that mentality. Change that mentality. Tell somebody, say, change that mentality. The glory of the latter is always greater than the former. So don't believe the devil. He wants to do something, but not for you. You are having victory. Do we understand? The year is not over until you win. I hope you understand that. Do you understand that? Remember,
don't come. May you no trouble. May you be careful. Yes, be careful. Be careful. The us will be ready for victories, for breakthroughs, for ending strongly, for celebrations. Do we understand that? Don't lock your life because it's September. I love what church is doing now. September to remember, October to remember, November to remember, December to celebrate. Are we in church?
Do you understand? Do you understand what I'm talking about? May grace to finish strong be released unto your family. In the name of Jesus, I kneel before the one that created the heaven and the earth. Whatever you have prayed for as a family, there has not been delivered into your hands. Before this wish runs out, let them be delivered unto you. In the name of Jesus,
we thank you, we glorify your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Have your seat.
Have your seat. Have your seat. Thank you, sir. Thank you, ma'am. We have been going back to school. I've always, the last week, the Lord just laid on my heart to teach foundational principles of the faith. Foundations of a faith. Most of the time, we don't hear this. Most of the time, we don't have good understanding of this. I came last week and I told you about 1, 2, 3, Abuku. You remember that? Some people have forgotten. They were in church, but they are just looking. Look last week, looking today again. Give me one mic. Let me go and look for trouble. Let me go and interview somebody. Mommy say pastor, okay. Because mommy has delivered some people. I want to give the mic. What did pastor say last week? You see people say, I did not come. We will not give you your picture on Facebook where we saw you seated. If your children behave in school the way some of you behave in church, I know what you will do to your children. When I was in school, I was always coming first. Every parent was coming first. Who came second? Who came last? If you carry your Bible, see, look at this Bible now. If you open the first page, this one is Gideon. Old and new. What does it mean? And mommy says, I should not carry Mike. Ma, you have been carrying that Bible since you were born. You have always seen Old Testament. You have seen, I have come now. I'm a Muslim. I've given my life to Christ. And I said, this one are old. This one. What does it mean? If there is Old Testament, why are we still reading the old? Why not abandon the old and go to the new? What is it? Christians don't ask questions. That is why they are the easiest people to be scammed on the surface of the earth. There are no questions. No question. In fact, programs where they are able to ask questions, they don't come. Programs where they are able to jump up and they give them lecture, they run there. No questions. What's Old Testament? What is New Testament? What is it? Some people are looking straight. Some people know that when they look at me, I will not call them. Some don't know that if you look away, now you are going to call. Because I'm not afraid of you. Now people, where they look away from me, now they are call for church. And see where they look away, now you are, they come visit you where you did. I'm just having a nice time. But you see what? It's time for us to ask good questions. Because most of us are not knowledgeable, Talk less of having understanding of the knowledge. Talk less of deriving wisdom from the understanding. Last week, we came and we showed you that when it comes to Christianity, it is Christ alone. And I remember telling you five things that we call five solas in theology.
Five alone. Sola is a Latin word for alone. And I said, if anybody wants to talk to you about anything about salvation, it should not be from dream. It should not be from prophecy. It should not be from a wish. It must be from scripture alone. When it comes to salvation, it's scripture alone, Christ alone, grace alone, faith alone, to the glory of God alone.
Can you say with me, say scriptures alone.
Can I hear that again? Say Christ alone. Say grace alone. Say faith alone. Say to the glory of God alone.
Did you remember what I said? When it comes to salvation,
scripture alone, Christ alone, grace alone, faith alone, and it must be to the glory of God alone. Now that we have exposed Christ to you last week, a little bit of Christ to you last week, I want to talk about now that it's Christ alone.
There are two systems in the Bible. And that's why we have the Old Testament and the New Testament. There are two different systems of salvation and righteousness in the Bible.
When Adam sinned against God, and the ground was cursed, and sin came into the world, God, through Moses, brought a system that brings righteousness. And that system is the system they call the system of the law. And that system says, these are my laws. They are ceremonial law. They are civil law. They are moral law. Ceremonial law. You commit this sin. Kill one fowl. Kill this. Kill that. If you were available during New Testament age, you will not be able to sit here for long. Because blood, they will be killing it. Blood passing. They will be smoking some things already. Some of you, one small generator of fume. Yeah. Old Testament. Everywhere, altar. Then they burn different things. And under that system, God look at it, gave that system as a shadow of a great artwork. When Jesus came, the old ended and the new started. The old was left because the old was a shadow. Everything in the new was hidden in the old. Everything in the old is revealed in the new. Should I repeat myself? Why is it left? Old things have passed away. Old Testament, New Testament. Everything in the Old Testament is revealed in the new. Everything in the new is hidden in the old. So if you don't know how to reveal and to set them out, you might go into compromise. And what I'm here to do for you today is to take you on a journey to set some things out from the old and the new and present plain and clear to you that it is Christ alone and grace alone that you can be saved. Can we go? Let me go on the tour. John chapter 1 verse 17. John 1, 17. Quickly, quickly, quickly. My time is fast spent. John 1, 17. Put it on the screen. We are going to be reading many scriptures. Look at the screen. Let's go. 1, 2, go. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through. Do you understand that? The law, Old Testament law, came through Moses. Grace came through Jesus. So we learned last week that it's Jesus alone. But there are two systems of salvation. Two systems of righteousness in the Bible. The system that Moses brought, that is the law. The system that Jesus brought, that is grace. Let's look at the system of Moses. Romans chapter 10. Romans chapter 10. Romans chapter 10. Let's take from verse 1. Romans 10 from verse 1. Romans 10, 1. Can we read together? Brethren, my heart desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they may be saved. For I bear them witness. They have a zeal for God, but Look at that. You know, there are many people in church that are zealous. In fact, during religious round, they will kill and they will kill them. After they have killed them, they will find themselves in hell because they were zealous without knowledge. Sir, there are many people fighting for Jesus that are on their way to hell. There are many people fighting for their pastors that are not on their way to heaven. Ah. Is it my bishop you spoke about like that? Ah. I don't allow anybody to disrespect my bishop. But you have not given your life to Christ. You don't understand the system of grace. You don't understand the system of law. You will die, you will go to hell. You will not deserve it. Ah. Anything you do with that knowledge will put you into trouble. That is why you must start asking questions. Pastor comes and says, lift up your right hand. See, Pastor service one day and say, why do you always say we should lift up our right hand? It is your right to ask. And it is my right to show you. After you call, they say, do like this. You do it. After you have done it, ask question. Why did we do that? Do we understand? Don't do anything without knowledge. Okay. Not according to knowledge. Let's go. For they be ignorant of God's righteousness and seeking to establish their own righteousness have not submitted to the righteousness of God. For verse 4. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone. Whatever is written in the law, Jesus is the end of it. When Jesus came, that law ended. Whatever law. Simple. 3 weeks ago, somebody came out and said, all your currencies, 1,000 to 200, by January 31st, it is over. When the new currency is released on that day, every old currency ends. If you like, have billions of it at home. He has put an end to it. When Jesus came, he put an end to the law. He became a law unto himself. He was the one that fulfilled the law. Matthew 5:17. I did not come to break the law. I come to fulfill the law. He fulfilled every demand of the law and put an end to it. It looks as if I'm just doing big grammar. Let's continue. Now, look at verse 5. Let's go. Remember I told you there are two systems of righteousness. There's righteousness by the law and there's righteousness by grace. You remember that? Now, and I said, according to John chapter 1:17, law came through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus. We read it. Is that it? And now we are explaining the righteousness that comes from the law that Moses gave. Look at it again. Read with me. Let's go. And Moses writes about the righteousness which is of the law. The man who does those things. What he's saying is this. Everything that is written in the law. If you want to gain your righteousness by the law. Everything that is written about it. You live by them. And you do them. So that means. If you give birth to a male child. You stay at home for 40 days. Before you bring the male child for dedication. If you are a lady and you are menstruating, you don't go to work again. You stay at home until the menstrual cycle is over. If you give back to a female, you stay at home for 80 days before you come out, and many, many laws. When we are talking about the law, we are not talking only about the Ten Commandments. In the Old Testament, there are 613 laws. Okay, sir, let's forget the 103 laws. Let's look at the Ten Commandments. Oh yeah. Law 1. Huh? Okay. The good students are here now. The people here, they are frowning. I'm coming back there. Law 2. Some people are just now listen to me. If there is a righteousness that comes by the law, and you must live by them. If you don't know the law, how will you live by them? And I told you there are not 10. There are 613. And he's saying here that you must live by everything in that law. The man who does those things shall live by. Okay, now let's continue. James chapter 2, verse 10 and 11. Put them together for me. James 2. Now, remember, we are talking about the righteousness that comes by the law. Now, read with me. Read with me. Look at the screen. Read with me. For whosoever. Remember, how many laws did I call it? 600 and 600. For whosoever shall keep the whole 613 law, and yet stumble in one is. You know the people that have turned themselves to monitoring spirit in church that monitors everybody. Pastor. That woman is a single mother. Why is he one of the leaders in church? Let her go back to the husband. If we search your own is worse. Stop being the law monitor. You are not the devil. You are not the accuser of a threat. Everyone who lives by the law, look at it. Whosoever shall break the whole law and yet stumble in how many points? In one point, what has he done? He is guilty of. Okay, let's continue. For he who said, do not commit adultery, also said, do not murder. Now, if you do now commit, if you not commit adultery, but you do murder, you have become a. So listen to me. There is no partial sinner. If you obey 612 and you break one, you are a sinner. You are your way to hell. You know what? It's easy to expose and preach about other people's sin while you cover your own. The righteousness that comes by the law says you must live by them. If you break one, you are broken up. Are we still in church? Okay. Galatians chapter 3. Galatians 3, maybe verse 11. Sorry, I've not even opened my notes here. Galatians 3:10. So number one, the righteousness that comes by the law says anything the law, you must live by them. Number two, if you break one, you have done what? You have broken all. Do you have understanding? Number three. Okay. Now, number three, let's go. For as many as are of the works of the law. So if you want to live by the righteousness that comes by the law, you are already under a curse. Why? Look at it. Why? For it is written, curse is everyone who does not continue in all things which are written in the book of the law to. You want to live by the law, you must live by everything is written there. 613. If you break one, you are broken up. If you don't continue with them, you are under a curse. You don't know. That's why you rejoice is what you don't know. I'm talking about salvation. Can I hear you say, thank you, Jesus? Jesus is grace and mercy because nobody would have been able to do it. So Jesus came and did everything. He came, he said, the Son and the God of this world has come and he has found nothing in me. He said, which of you convict me of sin? He fulfilled the law. So listen now. If there's an enemy of my family and I go and fight the enemy and I overcome for them, I overcome for every member of my family. The victory belongs to all of them. But some of them can say they don't want my victory and go and fight. Are you in church? Jesus put an end to the law. The law and the system is still there. The system of Jesus is still here. The choice is yours. But before we go on, can I show you something? Romans 11 verse 6. Because that's where many people are making mistakes. Romans 6, 11 verse 6. Okay, let's continue. Remember I told you there are two righteousness, two systems. system of grace and system of law. The law is represented by works there. Here, read with me. And if by grace, it is no longer works. Otherwise, grace is no longer grace. But if it is of works, it is no longer grace. Otherwise, work. What he's saying is that both of them are mutually exclusive. You either choose grace or you choose works, law. If you choose law, don't mix it with grace. If you choose grace, don't mix it with law. When you choose the two, you have nothing. When you choose 99% in one, 1% in other, you have nothing. Tama, you are not saved by works. You are not saved by law. You will never ever be saved by law. You will never ever be saved by works. Romans 8:20. 3:20. Sorry. Because Romans 8 is like my favorite chapter in the Bible, so forgive me for that. Romans 3:20. Read with me. Pause. No flesh will be made right. No flesh will be justified. Nobody will go to heaven. Nobody will appear before God by the deeds of the law. Stop wasting your energy. Read it with me again. Read. 1, 2, go. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, no flesh will be justified. Now, comma. After comma, what is there? It is now giving you the reason for the law. What is the reason for the law? The law was not given for salvation. The law was given for you to know what sin is. When you now know what sin is, you can now come to Christ to save you from sin. The law reveals sin. The law cannot save you from sin. Did you notice that? That until they told you that coming late to office is 9 o'clock, you get to office before 9. Did you know that when they now told you it's 9, then something started fighting your movement to the office and you were not able to get there on time? Sin always takes advantage of the law and makes it impossible for people and rules in them. Go and check. Until you told that girl, your small girl, to stop doing something, it doesn't bother. Once in a while he does it, many times he doesn't. But the day you tell her, don't do this again, don't touch that thing again, then now look at it and say, how can I not touch this? Then the sin works on the law and he starts looking for the thing. Go and read Romans chapter 7. You will see all this explanation there. But look at it. For therefore, by the deeds of the law, no flesh will be justified in his sight. Galatians 2:16. Read again with me. Let's go. Knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by you cannot go to heaven by what you do. You can only go to heaven by what Jesus has done. Remember, I'm saying it again. I'm talking to you about what? Salvation. What you do is for reward after you have been saved. What you do, evangelism. You do evangelism because you are saved. And you are rewarded for it in heaven. You are not doing evangelism because you want to be saved. You are doing evangelism because you have been saved already by grace. You don't come to church so that God will count the number of times you come to church and will look at every bad thing you have done and say, he was coming to church, I forgive you. It never works that way. Because there is no partial sinner. If you break one, you are broken up. In fact, even if you come to church every day and you get to heaven, you know the Peter you people see at the gate. There's no Peter there. But let's say Peter is there. When you go to the gate and say, why do you want to come to heaven? You say, I attend church every day. He will say, 24/7. You say, no, not 24/7. Did the Bible not say, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever? You have broken that law. No space for you. Do you see the stupidity of wanting to go to heaven by the law? You cannot make it by the law. Galatians 3:10. 3:11. We've read it. Look at 11. Look at 3:11.
Just point it to the next one. 3:11. We pray for everybody on the council. We make grace available for you. We will not judge you by the law. Lord, make a way for you. Read what is on the screen. You will not tempt it to move from grace to law. Oh, yeah. But that no one is justified by the law in the sight of God is what? Even in your life, it is evident. It is evident this morning when you told your kadama to face one way while you were coming to church. You have broken the law. You are going to hell. No, let's talk law now. It's evident. It's evident when you were thinking evil about that person. It was evident when you were saying, black clothes upon green this thing and yellow shoe. What kind of residue? It is evident that you have condemned the person already. You are going to hell. You want to live by law? You want to live by law? It is evident that when you were in school, you made photocopy of textbook. You stole somebody's work. You are going to hell. You want to live by work? You want to live by law? Should we keep counting? Look at the way you are looking at me anyhow. It is evident that you are judging me by your look, your way to hell. See, the law does not end. You will keep bringing many and many and many and many and many and many out, and you will not be able to keep it except for Jesus. When it comes to salvation, there is no law that can take it to heaven. It's only Jesus that can take it to heaven. Are you here in church? Are you here in church? After you have given your life to Christ and you are on your way to heaven, then you now live by the moral laws. Because those moral laws are now your identity that you have given your life to Christ. Because you are on your way to heaven, you cannot live by those laws. You don't live by those laws to go to heaven. You live by those laws because you are on your way to heaven. That no one is justified in the sight of God by the law is evident to all. And it's evident in your life. You came to church, you are dozing. It is a sin. You are on your way to hell. That is the law. He says, so shall I set my face like a flint. You have come to church, you are dozing. You have not set your face like a flint. You are on your way to hell. You know, people that preach law, that monitors everybody, and they do like Elijah, like mother in Israel, and they change their voice.
The way you are handling your church members,
one, check them. They are breaking many laws. Number one, law of bitterness. Romans 8, verse 1. Therefore, there is no condemnation for them that they are condemning everybody by their work. They are breaking the greater law. Sama, when you come to salvation, forget law. Come back to Jesus. After we have received grace from Jesus, we can live by moral laws. Do you understand what I'm talking about? So there are many of you in church that think you are born again on the way to heaven. You are not going anywhere. Because you think you are going to heaven by your works. Works, you know, they take anybody there. Jesus is the only way, the truth, and the life. The only reason why you will go to heaven is Jesus. Nothing has to do with your works. In heaven, when you not get there, when they are now sharing crown, your works will now give you crown. But make heaven first before you start talking about works. People are talking about works when they are not going to heaven. When we ask people to give their life, some will do like this. They are still, they want to live under the law. What God, Christ has given them for free. Is a pity. Ephesians 2, verse 8 and 9. I presented to you the law. And before I go there, let me tell you this. Why did God give the law? Number one, for you to know God's moral standards. For you to know that God has a standard. Why did God give law? Number two, for the law to reveal to you what sin is. Why did he give law? Number three, according to the law, the Bible, the law is a schoolmaster. Let me look for that for you.
Galatians 3 also. Why did he give the law? So that we know God's moral standard. Why did he give the law? Because the law is a shadow. I was explaining to them in the first service. Let's say you are expecting something is coming big, like a shadow. A big shadow is coming. You look at the shadow in the law, you are seeing the shadow. And people are looking at the shadow and they want to explain what is coming. The shadow is now like a square. Some people will say it's a house. Some will say it's a truck. Some will say it's a box. Some will say it's an animal. Kill one animal. It's a shadow because Jesus, the one that will die once and for all, is coming. It's a shadow. Now, the man himself has come. It's an insult for you now to say, I will not look at you. I will look at shadow to explain you. When he himself has come and explained to you, I am the way, the truth, the life. No one comes to the Father. Why will you still be explaining your life by shadow? Do you understand what I'm teaching? Hello, do you understand what I'm teaching? Stop explaining the Bible by shadows. The Bible is a commentary of Jesus. Give me any passage in the Bible, Old Testament, I will show you where Jesus is there. Kinsman Redeemer, Ruth. It was Jesus as the Kinsman Redeemer. But the window is a picture of the blood of Jesus. And you remember when he put his scarlet thread, every house collapsed. The house with the scarlet thread raised the blood of Jesus. It did not collapse. The Passover, put something on it. What is it? It's Jesus. Jesus' blood shed for us. They are all shadows of a new. Why do you want to live by shadow? Ephesians 2. Okay, I want to show you where the Bible says a tutor. But let me, I should jump that because of our time. Galatians 3:24. For you to understand it, you should read Galatians chapter 5, I think. Galatians chapter 5 gives an example that says, the hair, as long as it's a child, let me tell you this. If I have a child and you write a will, when the child is not 18, nobody gives the right to the will to the child. Because the child is young. What you do is you form a trustee that take care of the will for the child until the child is 18. And when he's 18, everything is handed over to the child. That's even far away. If I have a good car too, even a bad car, and I have a child that is 5 years old, you know my car belongs to my child. But if my child say that this car is my one, and he takes the key and he enters the car, I want to drive it. Who do you think will stop him? My may God will stop him. I said, you can't drive that car. Even though the may God is a servant, he can stop my child because my child has not reached that age. Do you understand? That is what the law was doing before grace comes. Therefore, the law was our tutor to bring us to Christ that we might be justified. So, the gate man will say no until he comes of age. To be able to drive a car, until we come of age to receive Christ into our life, the law is there to tell you, don't do this, don't do that. But the law is not for salvation. Do you understand? Now, let's go to grace. Ephesians 2, 8 to 9. This one, you must cram it. Ephesians 2. Let me have it now, quickly. 2, 8 to 9. Put it on the screen. Is there? Okay, it's here. Can everybody see it here? Okay, let's go there. For by you have been saved. Start. How are you saved? Number one, remember I told you, I did not tell you grace alone. For by what are you saved? Grace. Through what? Okay, so grace, because God is a holy God. The only way God can have access to man is grace. If he comes by law and anything, he will destroy all of us. So God comes by grace. The only way that man can access God, because God is a righteous man cannot come by works. Because according to Isaiah 64 verse 6, even our righteousness is like federal. So the best you have done, when you are coming, God will still be angry.
The only way you can now come to God is faith. So God is coming by grace. You are coming by faith. When next I come to preach, I will come and teach about faith alone. Look at it. For by grace you have been saved through faith. And that, repeat that, and that, not of your, say, tell somebody, say, and that not of yourself. Say, in salvation, it's not of yourself. Tell somebody, let them know. So that's in the, I remember all those things I did on campus. Everyone was shaking. 15 hours prayer. It is not for salvation. It's not of yourself. It is for reward. Shadama kata rige delebo kuria. It's not of works. You can speak in tongues for 35 years continuously. It will not take you to heaven. It will only give you reward in heaven. The adventure you have seen. Only Jesus, only Jesus. Only Jesus. In Christ alone, my hope is found. This all is Stop striving. I said, Jesus, stop like this. Yeah, you want to raise your hand? Stop it. I said, Jesus, you want to. He said, if you are ashamed of you, I'll be ashamed of you. If you want to accept him, accept him. Stop looking at the friends you came to church together. You are doing whatever. It is Christ alone. Take me back to Ephesians 2, 8 to 9. We already have not of yourself. It is what? What is it? It is what? Salvation is a gift. You did nothing. Even faith that you had is a gift. When you are a sinner, remember Genesis chapter 1. If you eat of a fruit, you will do or you will die. When they ate of a fruit, their spirit died. No spirit has faith. No dead man has faith. When you give your life to Christ, he gave you a gift of faith to respond to the gift of grace. Don't come and say, and I did this, and I did that, and I raised my hand, and now all those things are gifts. Everything from the beginning to the end of salvation is a gift. Jesus died, Jesus resurrected, Jesus gave you grace, Jesus gave you faith. Everything about salvation is of Jesus. He died, he resurrected. He gave you grace. He gave you faith. It is a gift of God. You can't boast, sir. You can't boast. You know, sometimes after they are saved, it's after I was saved. I was now doing this in church. That's why I make it to heaven. When you add works to it, remember, Romans 11, because we are combining works and grace. It is only Jesus alone that can save you. Not of yourself. It is the gift of God. Now, let's continue. It not of what?
Not of works. Say not of works. So all those 613 laws, obeying them, doing them, is works. You cannot be saved by them. You can only be saved by grace. Are we seeing, George? Now, let me close from where I started from. Romans chapter 10. Read from verse 1. Read from verse 1. We start again. Brethren, my heart desire and prayer for TCI. For TCI is that they may be. That's why I'm sweating. Continue. For I bear them witness. That they have zeal for God in TCI. But many of them not according to knowledge. For they be ignorant of the righteousness and seeking to establish their own righteousness have not submitted to the righteousness of God. Look at it. Let's go. For Christ is the end of the, for the law. For righteousness. So Christ is righteousness to everyone who does what? Who believes? Go to verse 6. Let's continue. Verse 6. But the righteousness, remember, we spoke of righteousness that comes by the law. It says you must do everything that it says. Now, look at righteousness of faith. But righteousness of faith speaks in this way. He says, do not say in your heart. You know, right? He's saying, who will go to heaven and help us now? Who will go and help us now? Don't say that. Don't say that. Somebody has come from heaven to help you. Do not say that. To bring Christ from the dead. Verse 8, let's go. At the top of your voice, let's go. Watch. What does it say? The wolf is near you in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we now read with me. Let's go, let's go. That if you shall confess with your mouth Jesus Lord and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, what will happen? Verse 10, for with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made. True righteousness. One, you must live by 613. If you break one, you have broken one. Or another one, Jesus has finished the job. Believe in your heart, confess with your mouth, you shall be saved. What is yours? Jesus did all this and you now come to church. They give out that call. You start becoming a monitoring spirit. Some doing the higher daddy. You are not counselor. Maybe we should move you back to the law. But you know, by doing your eye like this, if you come to me as a priest, I will just tell you, 7 cows. When the Holy Spirit was moving, you were doing your eye like this. 7 cows. And remember, Thanksgiving is around the corner. We'll use the cow for Thanksgiving. That is what the law does. But there's a righteousness that comes by grace. And grace has a name. His name is Jesus. Verse 9 and 10 again. Let's read verse 9 and 10. And we bow down our heads. Verse 9 and 10. That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Verse 10. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with a mouth, confession is made. Father, let us pray. You have heard the word explained to you. You might have thought you are on your way to heaven, but you are not. Because you are living by the righteousness that comes by the law. We have presented to you the righteousness that comes by faith. Believe in your heart that Jesus is the Lord. And confess with your mouth that God has raised him from the dead, and you will be saved. It's time to pick the righteousness that comes by grace. You might have been in church all your life and not understand. It's not your fault. You have been taught today. The choice is yours. You want to confess Jesus as Lord, so that you have the righteousness that comes only by grace. The only righteousness that can take you to heaven. Wherever you are, Raise your right hand up, wherever you are. Raise your right hand up. They will give you a card, you put your hand down. Please lift your hand up until you receive the card. Don't lift your hand up a little and put it on your head as if you are praying for yourself. If you are lifting your hand, lift it up. Jesus. 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 We believe you are Lord. We believe you are Lord. We believe you are Lord. Thank you for the opportunity of confessing with my mouth. We give you all the glory. All those who put their hands on and put it down, please raise it up again. We thank you. We bless your name. You can put your hands up. We thank you. Oh, heads bowed. Why people look around? I don't understand. If you were given a card, you raise your hand whether you were given a card or not. There's somebody waving at the back. Can you stand up and go and meet the person? Whether they gave you a card. Jesus died for you publicly. You will not confess him in secret. He died for you publicly. He died for you publicly. He said, whosoever shall be ashamed of me on earth, I shall be ashamed of before my heavenly Father. Whether they gave you a card or not, just stand up and go to the back. Make up your mind. Just stand up, go to the back. Just stand up, go to the back. I pray for everyone seated here this morning. As I go to sit, this word of faith that has been explained to you, that you have heard and you have told me you understand, may this word not stand against you on the last day. May this word be your anchor and your salvation on the last day. May Jesus not reject you on the last day. In the name of Jesus. Please open your eyes and look at me. Always remember this. If you reject him now, he will reject you later. You are ashamed of him now, he will be ashamed of you later. He gave his life for you. You can't be ashamed of him. He can come next minute. We don't know. We don't know. He can come 1,000 years time. He can come 1,000 seconds time. We don't know. We need to make decisions now. Whether he comes soon or comes later, we will soon go. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because of people playing church, you have been coming to church. Your name is Ruth Mary. Solomon Vitalis. Your name is Lucky. Joel. If you don't have Christ in your life, it will not matter at the end time. We were in church one day when we were in Apo. A powerful message like this was preached. One of our friends had a ministration somewhere. He plays drums, had a ministration somewhere. Before the altar call was given, he left. While going home, a car knocked him. He died. Some of us have testimony that he has given his life to Christ. Some have doubt whether he has given his life to Christ. But that message was preached that day. His response, I don't know. But he was being in church with us for a long time. So I believe he will have given life to Christ. I want to believe that for your sake. May the Lord bless
you. Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buari Expressway, Duse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Duse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or Mixlr audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays, and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.